Lowe'sTireCompany.com today.
Without a doubt, the world is buzzing over a couple of key things. One having to do with a Stand Your Ground case in Florida. The other, the verdict. The other having to do with Edward Snowden, because Snowden may go underground in Russia for a time, so we might not hear from his camp. But the data dump that he could put on the United States could blow up the NSA, according to one journalist, anyway, from the UK. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just a typical show, huh? A couple of things to talk about, including the big one. George Zimmerman acquitted over the weekend for the murder of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. There are a lot of different things to look at when it comes to this story, and I say a lot of different things because there's been rioting protests. There now is this call for the Justice Department to go after Zimmerman in a civil rights case, saying that Trayvon Martin's civil rights were trampled on. And there also has been a very, 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 very big tug of war over race again in this country. And you think of Eric Holder, the attorney general, and his comments on the Zimmerman verdict. And what he said was, you know, he talked about saying that, you know, this won't go unnoticed. This is something that we'll pursue. He was speaking at the National Convention for, this is Holder, for the African American sorority Delta Sigma Theta on Monday. And he promised the Justice Department, I'm going to give you the exact quote, will act consistent with the facts and the law as they mull over whether to pursue those civil rights charges against Zimmerman in the shooting death of Martin, saying, we're determined to meet division and confusion with understanding and compassion, and also with truth, saying that the death was tragic and unnecessary. Unnecessary. So the murder charges that were brought against Martin, some would say, were so much of an overreach, this was part of the problem. Others would say, why would any murder charges have been brought against him whatsoever? Because they had no evidence of intentional murder or depraved mind. So it was clear in some people would say, even on manslaughter, that he had that self-defense to put into use. And in a federal case, and I agree with this, no matter how you slice this, pursuing a federal case is a child's errand because they don't have enough evidence of intentional murder or that depraved mind, which is clearly what the law says. So they're going to have the same problems all over again. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And what's interesting is they were quick to label Zimmerman. And so now you have this wild reaction across the board to the verdict. I was looking at newspapers. It's always fun because, yeah, they still do exist, mostly online maybe for some people. But the New York Post, the headline there says, uproar at not guilty verdict in teen slaying travesty, or travesty, if you understand what that means, because Trayvon Martin. Then you have the Daily News, not guilty, capital letters, stunning verdict in the Trayvon slaying. And in the Florida Sun, where, of course, Sanford, Florida, is where the jury was that found him not guilty, the six, in the shooting of Martin, which has now sparked this outrage among a lot of different people, but especially civil rights groups. So the headline there, not guilty. Not guilty. And then a breakdown of the mixed opinion. And not guilty, there's just those two words together. That was a lot of the Florida newspapers, like the Orlando Sentinel, that's what they had on above their masthead, and the News Journal and the Tampa Trib, same thing. So here you had a short trial, you had 59 witnesses, you had 16 hours in all of deliberation. 16 hours. I'm surprised at the speed, in a way. I'm surprised at the speed. So is there going to be any more reaction to this? Yes. Is there going to be more conversation about it? Well, of course, yes, because this, you know, this is just, this verdict just came down over the weekend, and I think that there's going to be analysis for a while that will hang around. But what else hangs around after this Zimmerman verdict? What else hangs around? So the jury, or one of the jurors who was going to cut a book deal, then now doesn't have a book deal, is claimed that half of the jury wanted to convict him at first. But then they listened to several tapes. They listened again and again and again and again. And this is part of what led to the ultimate decision. All right, we're not going to just talk about George Zimmerman, but certainly we're going to dive deeper on that and the problems with what I think would be with the federal case, and was justice served in the death of Trayvon Martin? 855-266-5283. If you look at the letter of the law, I would say there is no question the letter of the law held up in court because of what the defense and ultimately the prosecution put on, and the prosecution did not have a clear-cut case. They did not have it. So the reaction, not surprisingly, to the verdict has been less than positive from the people who thought, for sure, this is a kid, he's an innocent, he's 17, he's in a hoodie, it's a dark night, yes, but why is this vigilante following him? And the answer is because of things that had happened in the neighborhood previously and nobody doing anything about them. So he was very, very active in pursuing something that was amiss, something that didn't look right. He was interested in pursuing that. Speaking of not looking right, we're going to talk about the leader of Mexico's Zetas, that drug cartel, being captured, which is shocking that they finally got their man. Also, we're going to weave in a couple of dumb things I shouldn't have done. Oh, I got a whole bunch of them for you. And some of you sent in your dumb things you shouldn't have done. So stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight, this from Andrew, who listens to us in Florida, and he says, Kate, I can't tell you, in the Sunshine State, there ain't no sunshine, if you know what I mean, because a lot of people feel like justice absolutely was served here, but there's still some that say Trayvon Martin is really the one in his family who gets jammed up here, not the Zimmermans. This was certainly a strange thing that played out in our court system, and what a travesty to waste any dollars toward a federal case, because no way does this go anywhere. It should end here and be a lesson to all to be careful, to be quick to rise to judgments. And also, if you are legally protecting yourself and somebody attacks you, depending on the state in which you live, and you should know the laws, you certainly have a right to defend yourself, period, end of story. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. A just verdict, or was it a verdict that should have never, ever happened, that he should have done jail time? And we're talking about George Zimmerman. Jessica in North Dakota, welcome to the show. Hey, Jessica.
Hello. Justice is a process and not a result. Wise jurist said that long, long ago. Not my quote, but it is true. This was an unwinnable case from the prosecution standpoint from the get-go. I think that was real clear during watching the trial. It was clear afterwards. and a very grandiose kumbaya feeling of the woman state's attorney. I had never, ever seen a state's attorney act in such a manner when losing such a high-profile case.
Yeah.
Two people with, how can I say it, doing two things that weren't the smartest things in the world and throw a gun in the mix of it, and this is what happens.
Yeah, very well said. That there are two different things, rainy night, wrong, meets wrong in a situation, and then it gets worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you are so right when you're talking about understanding the parameters of your law in your jurisdiction. You know, like force is usually the standard in most jurisdictions. You know, if it's a fist fight, it's a fist fight. Now, if it's a fist fight between a 5 foot 200-pound woman and a 6 foot 3, 250-pound man, that is not like force against like force.
Right.
So, you know, that comes into the mix as well. But I really do think that they absolutely knew they couldn't win this case. It is a tragedy that a young man lost his life. I know he's been referred to as a child, and he was somebody's child. I'm not negating that. But if things had been reversed, I'm just talking about his age here, he would have been prosecuted as an adult.
Yes. Yeah, he would have been. You're right. Absolutely. Yeah. For what happened there. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, there's something that's standard in criminal justice classes. They talk about the living case of justice and how most of us that are on the economic down low are on the big bottom of the cake. And further up you go on the cake, the rarefied air, those of us with more money, get better access to attorneys, have better connections, you know, to divide it by just race alone is a disingenuous kind of thing. It also comes with economic situations as well. So none of this surprised me, and really in any which way. I really don't think it's going to go anywhere with the DOJ. I don't.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just don't see how there is any room for this to go anywhere. We could look at other cases and try to compare it, but I don't think so. Jessica, great caller. Don't be a stranger. She made complete sense in talking about breaking it down and what I said and then what she also added to. You really have to know in moving forward, you have to really know what your laws are, because it makes a big difference. Stand your ground is one version in Florida. It's completely different in New Jersey. It's completely different in Nevada. It's completely different in some cases further west, California, for example. So that's a key thing to take out of this. Know what your parameters are, because you never know after watching this whole thing unfold. There's no attaboys. Wow, this is terrific. It even looked like from the photographs I saw, Zimmerman just had a grin on his face, but not certainly gloating about walking out of the courtroom. He will always have a target, I think, on his back because he has such a recognizable face now for the killing of Trayvon Martin. And who knows, some nut go off and try to hit him, try to take him out or whatever. So he's got to be extra cautious as to what he does and where he goes. And heading into this, I guarantee he was not thinking that he was going to end up in this situation, and he would end up he would end up having people that wanted to see him just nailed to the wall, is a polite way of putting it. Let's put it that way. And he ends up with no jail time, but that look over his shoulder. And this is a guy who wanted to stay in that area. But how can he stay in that area? How can you 100% say across the board that he's safe? You can't. You can't say that he's safe. So that means he caused also the ripple effect of having to wonder about what his next move should be. Where is he going to go? What's he going to do? And where can he be that somebody doesn't have some kind of an opinion on what happened there? And where can he live is the right way to say that. That's pretty tough to try to figure that out, right? And for the Martin family, hey, it's not good all the way around. It's just not good. They felt and kept saying that, geez, if they could just hear those words in court, how much that would help them and comfort them. How much it would do that. So the juror's comments afterwards were so wild. Because now you know what happened. That there was a tie in this thing, a split in this thing. Where it really could have gone the other way. In fact, the juror was interviewed by Anderson Cooper. B37, this was what this woman was known as, the juror. And this came oh so close to going in a different direction. And what's interesting is a literary management group announced that they were representing B37 and her husband, who's an attorney, but during jury selection, what was interesting, it was disclosed that B37 worked in an unspecified management position and has two adult children. You're not supposed to know any details. By the way, her book deal, that just got shredded. I don't know if it's because she was on the two, even though she's blacked out and everything, or because they just decided, nah, you're spilling the beans, telling all the good stuff. So do we really want to have a book out there now? Hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it could save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh, ooh. But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no.
Kate Delaney, America, tonight. Keep those emails coming. If you don't hit us up at 855-266-5283, you know how you can reach the show. Go to americatonight.net. Click on contact and shoot us an email that way. This is a big story, but I think because of the Justice Department reviewing the Zimmerman case and the Zimmerman verdict over the weekend and a few other things that happened, it's overshadowed a bit. But Miguel Angel Trevino Morales, who is the brutal leader of the feared Zetas drug cartel, check it out, has been captured in the first major blow against what's happening in Mexico and trying to drive down the high levels of violence. Some think that Trevino Morales, they called him Z-40, who was captured by the Mexican Marines in Nuevo Laredo, that this is a very, very big deal because of the power this guy yields. And some of the worst atrocities that have happened, I guess, under his reign, slaughtering people, leaving their bodies on display, and probably the most ruthless of all the cartels. The capture of Morales is a public relations win, they say, for President Nieto, who came into the job promising to drive down levels of murders, extortion, and kidnapping, but a struggle to make a credible dent in that crime figure. So, you know, the Zeta cartel's leader kept pledging to focus on citizen safety over other crimes, but it sparked a lot of worry on this side, on the U.S., especially that he would ease back into the bi-national strategy aimed at decapitating drug cartels. So the arrest here is huge. Trevino Morales joined the Zetas back in the 1990s. And they, you know, they work as hitmen, bodyguards, a couple of different things that fit into that category. So once he was promoted, then he had the responsibility for fighting off of another cartel, the Sinaloa cartel, trying to seize control of its drug smuggling routes. There was a series of people who died on the U.S. side of the border, and that was shocking. So this is a very big coup. Very big. And maybe it leads to some other stones falling. Maybe somebody else comes up next for the cartel, because they've been working on this for a very, very long time, needless to say. And I think this, honestly, I think this drug war just gets worse. I think it does. I think it just blows up in all kinds of directions. This might be a huge win, but it also means who's second in command and who steps up, and probably, not to be cynical, but I would think somebody does that. You know, when it comes to the money and the power that you get when you're heading up a drug cartel, it's pretty potent. Pretty potent, I would say. For sure. All right, moving along, because there was, as I said this at the beginning, believe it or not, there was actually a couple of things that happened in the world besides George Zimmerman's verdict. But because there was also protests in California, all over California, and in the East Coast, it creates even more of a buzz. But that's not a surprise. Anybody who followed along some of this trial realized that other people, you know, realized that other people were going to jump in here, realized the verdict was going to be huge either way, and that George Zimmerman would have to really look over both shoulders and everywhere in between, because they're not dummies. They realize what happened here, and the people who had the swift reaction are going to continue to react that way when they see him, if they see him in public. And I think it's pretty tough not to do. When your face has been plastered everywhere, it's like saying in a different way. Well, no, saying in a similar way. Casey Anthony, Casey Anthony, Casey Anthony. Do you know who she is? Could you draw me a rendition of her? I could. Or I could have somebody draw the drawing and I could tell them what I saw. And I bet all of you could probably do the same thing. So pretty tough to find a completely impartial juror on this one. But six women versus however many people would be on the jury, did that help or hurt them in this case? Help or hurt? I'm going to say it could be a combination of both. Probably both. Speaking of talking out of both sides of your mouth, how about this Asiana Airlines? They're going to sue a San Francisco television station for a report that misidentified the pilots of the crash. It was crash 214. And one of the San Francisco television stations, KTVU, falsely identified the pilots of the Boeing that crashed 2 weeks ago as Captain Sum Ting Wan, Wee Too Low, and Holy Funk, and Big Dang, or Big Ding Ow. So the station attributed the names to an erroneous report from the National Transportation Safety Board, and it issued an on-air apology for the mistake on Friday. Just saying that we want to take the time to apologize, and what they went on to say that the station made several mistakes during its erroneous report about the Asiana crash. So there you have it in a nutshell. The NTSB confirmed that it was the initial source of the fake pilots' names. What they confirmed was that we never read the names out loud, phonetically sounded them out. Then during our phone call to the NTSB, where the person confirmed the spellings of the names, we never asked that person, blah, 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 give up their position. So the NTSB has confirmed it was the initial source of the fake pilot names. How about that? So the NSA apologizes for inaccurate and offensive names that mistakenly confirmed as those of the pilots of Asiana Flight 214. I mean, here we are over a week removed for that, or from that, and it's almost as though we skipped over it. Isn't that crazy? It is almost like we skipped over it. We're going to skip to a little slight version, a much smaller version of the mailbag. This one from Doug in Texas, and Doug says, hey, I think they got the right verdict, Kate. Department of Justice, sour grapes. They're trying to pursue something, and that's why they're doing it. But I think they don't have a legal ground to step on. This is speaking as somebody who, for a long time, sat in a role where they were gatekeeper for the company, and I miss those days where there was more face-to-face. Now it's buried your face in the crowd, come up for air to perhaps play a little bit better. This one from Joe. I think we have like three Joes that listen to us. Joe from the Coffee Clatch, who says, thumbs down to the verdict. I am stunned by the verdict. I really thought this kid was going to do a little bit of jail time, and I guess he's calling Zimmerman a kid. Well, he's not really a kid. He's 30, but he does no jail time. He's out. He's out. But what is that, you know, ultimately, what does that mean for him? When his whole family is gathered close to there, does he, you know, what does he do? How does he avoid somebody trying to take him out? You know, it's funny, I mentioned the Mexican drug lords, and you think of, well, they fear nobody, they don't care, and they're almost kamikaze in their approach. If they have to kill someone and there's a chance they might be killed, it's kill or be killed. That was what was scary about that drug cartel, about any of the drug cartels, is the lack of respect for human life. And without that, you know, think about it. Where are you? I know where we are on this show. I feel like we need to tie some more loose ends together. You know how we're going to do that? Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. I'm sure all of you are smart. You never do stupid things. But if you have a really good one, you can sneak it in with us at 855-266-5283. Or you can send it to me, americatonight.net. I got a couple of good ones for you. Ooh, keys, a car perhaps, a balcony. Stay with me.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Born. So nurses all gather round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone.
Sorry, we hit that final turn, avoiding the wall. Thanks to all of you who sent in a bunch of different emails through the miracle of the internet, whether it's about Zimmerman or something else like dumb things I shouldn't have done. I'll tell you what, I've got a long list of dumb things I shouldn't have done. And there are things that many of you, I believe, can relate to. Have you ever locked your keys in the car? Raise your hands. Oh, I see hands across America going up. In my case, it wasn't about keys locked in a car. It's a long, crazy story. But it's about taking a road trip to a place called Martha, Texas, Marfa, Texas, which recently has been made famous because of a lot of coverage. 60 Minutes did a story on it, and then there was, I think, a couple of different magazine articles. And what it was this depressed town where they filmed the movie Giant with James Dean and Rock Hudson and Liz Taylor at El Paisano Hotel, or the Hotel Paisano now it is. This town has become an art colony, so there's all kinds of sculptors and artists and all kinds of people that are here in Marfa doing that. And my family and I made our way down to Marfa, Texas. And in one morning where somebody is off to breakfast, somebody else, that would be me, has the keys to the car. And you know how you start the car where you just press it? So you step on the brake and then press the start button, and voila. But you still have keys to do open the car doors and put things in the trunk. And actually, you have to have them to drive, believe it or not. So I stranded my young nephew and my husband 4 miles away from where I was, waiting for them for breakfast because they got into the car and realized they had no keys. So I think that counts as dumb things I shouldn't have done. And it's interesting because that story is nothing like this story of Jakes, who frequently emails the show. I think all of you practically know him because of the emails. But Jake says, Kate, for dumb things I shouldn't have done. You know how we all, or some of us anyway, drive to exercise, which in itself is probably a stupid thing, but I'm one of those people. I'm in pretty decent shape, actually, now. I was a little more puffy, but through doing yoga and spinning and other things, I've lost weight. But I also occasionally jog around a park that I know that's not close to my house, so I have to drive to it. I got out, did my full-on jog, in fact, really killed myself at the end of it where I did extra running. In other words, I poured extra miles, my heart and soul, into this. It was just a sweaty rag looking forward to getting back into my car, and I realized I had locked the keys in the car. How I did that, I have no idea. I haven't done it since I was 16 years old. And the odyssey of getting those keys made it so there is a hook now in my house where all keys are hung up, and all keys, when you come in and out of the house, are put there so that I won't lose my keys anymore, forget them in my head, or end up locking them in the car, because I think it would be an extra step to remind me not to do that. But it was very upsetting. I ended up having to plead to a friend to come and pick me up, and it all ended fine, but it was a really big hassle on a day when I was not in the mood for a hassle. Here's one from Major, and Major says, I have a major confession about dumb things I shouldn't have done. Probably the dumbest thing that I did was that I decided I was going to go out onto a balcony, and it automatically locked behind me in Cabo San Lucas. So you would think it wouldn't be easy, or wouldn't be hard, rather, to get anyone's attention. But it was impossible to get anyone's attention because I was so high up in the condo where we were staying. I was flailing my arms like I was waving in a plane at an airport. I felt like a complete idiot. And there I was, minute after minute after minute, no book, no watch, no way to flag someone down to see me, to come and let me out. And you would think sitting on the patio is so fun and such a great time, and in your mind you conjure up these images. Not a great time when it's a slim balcony. There is no chairs. You are standing there looking out, and it's beautiful and wonderful until the door locks behind you and you can't get anyone's attention. Eventually I did. It was painful to have to wait for someone to come and open the door. A big lesson learned here. Matt, if you're still there, have you ever locked your keys in the door, or have you done any of the other things that we've talked about?
I've locked the keys in my car twice, once in high school and once, when was it, like about 2 years ago. Those are the only two times I've ever done that.
You know what, it's at least now we have cell phones, so it makes the process faster, but we were back in the time when you didn't have a cell phone and you locked your keys in the car, wow, you were stranded.
Yeah, and also, I mean, technology's gotten a little better. Now it's almost impossible to lock your keys in your car, depending on what kind of vehicle you have. But you, almost all of them nowadays, you can't lock it while it's still in the ignition. I remember a buddy of mine in high school had that happen to him. He had an older vehicle, you know, from probably like the late 80s. He locked his keys in his car while the car was running.
Oh, but that's awful. Now
that's not possible. But you can still, there's every once in a while where you take your keys out, you put them on your lap or something, and then all of a sudden you head out and, you know, that'll happen. But now, technology has gotten better now where a lot of the newer cars have a sensor on your keychain, and as long as the remote. And as long as the remote's inside the vehicle, you can't lock the doors.
Yeah, which is so, that's great. It's great you can't do that. And there's also a thing, too, by the way, for people who lose their things, lose their iPhone, lose other things, iPad, that kind of stuff. They have an app for that, so that if you lose it, they can find it. Find the phone, find the iPad, find the iTouch. It's all Apple products, but ingenious, because then when you're part of that pack of, I can't believe it. How did I lose it? Where'd I do it? I got to retrace my steps. I used to hate that when my mother would tell me when I was young. Retrace your steps. Just blank out your mind and retrace your steps. It probably worked in the amount of times I dropped things. It probably worked maybe 4 times. I'm being generous by saying that. So I understand with the dumb things I shouldn't have done. I got another one here from, I got one from Brian. I'm trying to edit it. Brian, who says, Kate, here's a dumb thing I shouldn't have done. I put one of those air fresheners in my house that was scented that you plug in, and it actually caught fire on something in my basement. And it could have been a lot worse, but we were able to get out the flames before it got too crazy. So that was definitely a dumb thing I shouldn't have done. If you have a few gems, serve them up to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. Matt, my man, good job. And to the rest of you, thanks so much for calling America Tonight.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.